Pope Francis tells Iraqis terrorism never has the last word. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 7, 2021. Rome, Pope Francis urged Iraqi Christians in the beleaguered town of Karakash Sunday to hold on to their hope in the ultimate triumph of Jesus Christ. With great sadness, we look around and see signs of the destructive power of violence, hatred and war, the Pope told Christians gathered in the Church of the Immaculate Conception. How much has been torn down? How much needs to be rebuilt? Karakash, Iraq's largest Christian town, was invaded by the Islamic State terror group in August 2014 and months after its liberation in 2017 was still in ruins from the shelling and deliberate destruction of historic Christian sites. Our gathering here today shows that terrorism and death never have the last word, the pontiff told his hearers. The last word belongs to God and to His Son, the conqueror of sin and death. Even amid the ravages of terrorism and war, we can see, with the eyes of faith, the triumph of life over death, the Pope continued. You have before you the example of your fathers and mothers in faith, who worshipped and praised God in this place. They persevered with unwavering hope along their earthly journey, trusting in God who never disappoints and who constantly sustains us by His grace. The Pope went on to encourage his hearers to remember the great Christian witnesses that preceded them in order to draw strength from their example of heroism. The great spiritual legacy they left behind continues to live in you. Embrace this legacy. It is your strength, he said. Now is the time to rebuild and to start afresh, relying on the grace of God, who guides the destinies of all individuals and peoples. You are not alone, he continued. The entire church is close to you, with prayers and concrete charity. And in this region, so many people open their doors to you in time of need. Francis urged his audience not to forget who they are and where they come from. Do not forget the bonds that hold you together. Do not forget to preserve your roots, he said. Surely, there will be moments when faith can waver, when it seems that God does not see or act, he acknowledged. This was true for you in the darkest days of the war. And it is true too in these days of global health crisis and great insecurity. At times like these, remember that Jesus is by your side, he said. The Pope reminded his hearers that the saints are watching over us from heaven, recalling that this land has many of them, because it is a land of many holy men and women. Let us pray tirelessly for the conversion of hearts and for the triumph of a culture of life, reconciliation and fraternal love between all men and women, with respect for differences and diverse religious traditions, in the effort to build a future of unity and cooperation between all people of goodwill, he said, repeating a message that has run through all of his addresses during the trip. Follow @WilliamsRome.